like to begin tonight's meeting, pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Good evening, everyone. I think Jared will come shortly from work. Just for everybody's information who hasn't been here before, these are live streamed, and we have the archives on file for so people who can't come can hear the meetings. And I have to turn that off, or it's going to keep dinging all night. So we got about four things on the agenda. Thank you. And there they are. Let's start with a couple of the resolutions, and then
other resolutions or not?
We'll have you, and then we're waiting for one other person, maybe? Baseball-wise? I can't remember. Okay.
I know Doug's not coming at all, so.
Who's not coming at all?
Doug's not coming at all.
Okay. All right. And I think Jason can get here, but he's going to be a little late, the Diamond Dog folk. So we'll give him a little bit more time, but I don't want to hang you guys up forever. But the more we got here, the better, probably. Okay? Resolution. And we have no minutes for this because this is our workshop meeting, so it's kind of informal, so we don't have anything to approve. 16th resolution is reappointment of an individual from the town of Catskill who currently serves on the Greene County Planning Board as the town of Catskill's representative. Her term is to expire March 31st. It's Eva Atwood. She has expressed an interest in being reappointed to the board, so I need a motion to reappoint. Motion from Patrick?
Second.
Second from Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried to reappoint Eva Atwood for a term of 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And you can let her know, Liz, and send in what we need to send in to the Greene County guys. Excellent. This is in follow-up to the discussion by the Planning Board regarding the no parking restriction on High Falls Road as part of a special use permit for property owned by Bella and Alan Hirsch, Belka. The letter was requested. It was sent to the Highway Superintendent Beers, who has no objection to the parking restriction. He's going like this. He has no objections. So we would like to adopt a resolution. No, I'm sorry, schedule a public hearing for April 2nd, 2019 at 6:30 p.m., to amend the code of the town of Catskill to include no parking on a specific section of High Falls Road.
Do we have that specific section?
In our code?
No.
It's 151. Oh, yes, we have the distance. And the section of the code is 151.
Well, right, but
nine.
The section of High Falls Road.
Yes,
where?
We have the map.
From
so,
and two, right?
Yeah. Yes, from and two.
Okay, here's a picture I see. And Sean, you know where it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Everybody good?
Can I see?
Sure.
I just don't like signs.
Look at
them. There's so many.
Yeah, the history on this one was that when events came, they were parking on both sides.
Yeah.
And
no, I know why. I just don't like signs.
I hear you.
Have too many as well.
The emergency vehicles were the challenge, the ambulance and fire. Okay, done. April 2nd.
I'll tell you later.
Oh, who was the motion?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was about the public hearing. I need the motion. Motion from Patrick.
Second.
Second from Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Public hearing on April 2nd will be scheduled by the clerk. The professional services agreement with Leeds Jefferson Heights. So we've been going through adjustments as we get to the end of the project. We are still under the original projected budget, and we are still within our time frame of projected completion. But there have been additional paving, there's been additional consulting, etc. So whenever we change this, we need to pass a resolution in support of the amendment that needs to take place. So in this case, Delaware Engineering has a professional services agreement with us, and it needs to be amended to include additional construction engineering, administration and inspection of Jefferson Heights Sewer District. And I believe, 130,000, which I circulated to you guys. So we need, this again goes into the final wrap-up of the EFC, 14 or 9 million. So I need a motion to authorize the amendments so that Liz can send it to the package that's going in for adjustment. Motion from Jared?
Second.
Second from Paul, all in favor? Any discussion? Let me ask that first. We good? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion is carried. Man, winging right along here. You were worried.
I think we're that's what he's safe.
I know he's safe. I know. I'll never get that good. So we have been having a discussion. Oh, my gosh, I looked at the files, Tara, and it was like 2016 that we've been having this discussion. If we get this, it'll be the hardest $35,000 we've ever earned in our lives. But, you know, thanks to your organization and actually two of your associates, Jill Falchi and Greg Mumby, they have been working with us. We submitted our first application. We achieved all the checks in terms of inventory analysis and all the right things in order to earn a grant from NYSERDA, correct?
Correct.
We thought we were going to be able to use it for the back, the insulation of the back wall. Didn't make the cut in terms of the calculation of savings. But we have two other very interesting things. They could be electric charging stations, or they could be looking at our lighting system the way we currently do it. So there's, they did a nice job of crunching the numbers, and I thought it would be good for us to kind of listen to Tara for a little bit and then make a decision how we want to go forward before the 35,000 starts to deteriorate.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tara, thank you.
Yeah, so I've got a few of the street lighting proposals.
This is her paper, not yours.
Oh,
It was emailed as well. I think you may have seen this already, but I just thought I'd bring it so we can talk about it.
This is much bigger than
Exactly, than looking on your phone. So here's the trivia question. How many streetlights does the town of Catskill have?
Anybody know?
327.
You looked. Yeah. It is 327.
It's fun figuring that out. It's one of those things where a lot of communities are like, how many streetlights do we have?
Right.
We don't think about it. So we'll start with this one, I guess, the LED streetlights, because it's in front of you. So the town does have 327 streetlights. I believe it's something like 120 or 130 or so. Greg has the exact number. He's the one writing the grant, so that's the important thing. Have already been upgraded to LED.
Yeah, we have been converted about 50% of our streetlight population.
So you've only got about half of them left. There's a lot of wording in here and stuff, but the most interesting thing is the back page, which is going to have the calculations for savings. What Greg pulled together was your current model, which is what you currently spend on street lighting, your utility convert, which, so you have two options when you're converting to LEDs. You have the utility convert, which means you stick with Central Hudson. They continue to own the lights as they always have, but you request for them to upgrade the lights to LEDs, and in this case, just the ones that you haven't upgraded already. What utilities are doing in that situation is they're charging you an amount of life left on those lights for converting them early, whereas, you know, normally they would just do it when they burned out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a calculation you could get from Central Hudson. We have some template letters and stuff that you can send to them in order to get that request.
Mm-hmm.
But for the utility convert, so that second box there, you're seeing that you would save $12,000 a year in both facility and electricity fees.
So the current model, the way we do things now, just so everybody understands, we pay about $65,500 a year for our lights.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And those are standard figures. Streetlights are not metered, so they just go based off of a tariff, which is the number of hours that they're on times the rate that they charge, so everyone understands that. So you're looking to save about $12,000 a year. Once you get that Central Hudson utility conversion price, you'd be able to estimate your payback pretty quickly. Usually that's something around, I'm not exactly sure for Central Hudson, but for NYSEG and National Grid, we've been seeing about 2 to 3 year payback. So And obviously, if you use the grant towards that, that's no money that the town has to upfront for these mm-hmm. things. So the other option for LED streetlight is municipal ownership. The Public Service Commission has started to allow, as of a few years ago, municipalities to purchase their streetlights and maintain them themselves. Obviously, to maintain them themselves, you have to, you know, have a contract to do this. Basically, the way that process would work is you'd, again, contact Central Hudson, you'd get a buyback price from them, they'd offer that price, you'd purchase the lights, and then the town would actually convert them themselves and be responsible for any maintenance going forward. Where you're saving the most on that, so the actual savings for that per year are $48,952. So you're saving quite a bit more with that one. The majority of the savings with that one are the facility fees.
That's the rental of that's the pole.
That's the pole rental. Basically, per pole, they charge a rate. They use that in order to do maintenance, basically.
Right.
Those types of things. The estimates we're seeing from contractors are that most of the time you're going to have a much lower contract fee for these types of services because they LEDs do not require as much maintenance and probably won't need to be changed out as much.
Right. So car hits the pole.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say that.
Great question.
It's the first question. Car hits the pole. What happens if we own our lights?
Yep, that is something that a lot of municipalities are just looking into their insurance requirements and kind of where they go with that. So one thing that's important to note is when there's two types of poles. If you see those big wooden poles, you can never own those. Those are actually what they call utility poles. They hook up, Verizon hooks up to that, Spectrum hooks up to that. You can never own that. So what you'd be buying in that case would just be like the arm. And the fixture. So in that case, you'd never be able to own that, so that wouldn't be a liability ever to the town. The other part, I know some towns and communities we're working with have done some research. The large cities in the state are all purchasing their lights, so I'm sure that they've looked into this as far as how their liability works. And I can give you some information on that. That would be helpful.
The other part of it is obviously the maintenance. The last time we had talked about this, you know, you have to certify your people on bucket trucks. You don't have enough people, Sean, to even think about this in terms of maintenance. You don't even have a bucket truck, exactly.
Yeah, we have a nice bucket truck.
We have a bucket truck. So, but there, my understanding is that there is outsourcing capability here.
Correct.
That you could hire a maintenance company. And again, LEDs don't need much.
They don't need much maintenance, and there's quite a few municipalities in the region and across the Hudson Valley that are doing this purchase. So they're kind of, you know, basically a company would aggregate all of the, you know, the work and basically give you a lower rate than the amount that you would actually need. So
is there a ballpark figure on what it actually costs
to purchase? Yes. So we reached out to our colleagues that work a little south of us, who work with a lot of Central Hudson municipalities, because we haven't had anyone actually request yet in our area that's in Central Hudson. They were saying it's around the figure for purchase of about $387 per light is what the purchase price would be. So for you guys, that would be like $126,000 to purchase all of your lights. The sticker here with you guys is that a lot of your lights have already been converted to LEDs, which is going to make them a higher value. So it's very possible Central Hudson comes back and says, you know, $387 is what we would give you for high pressure sodium. This LED that we converted last year, we're going to charge you $500 or something. Mm-hmm. Which in that case, it may not make the payback worth it for the town to purchase the lights. Mm-hmm. So that's something to consider as well. And in this case, the utility convert might be the better option. But that's something that will be very clear once you get the numbers back from Central Hudson and they are able to kind of even figure out what makes sense for you guys.
Okay.
So, and the way that grant proposal would work, after speaking to Greg, is that if you were interested in LED streetlight conversion, he would put together the proposal. There's no way you'd get an estimate and numbers back before the grant is due.
Mm-hmm.
But you would propose to NYSERDA, we will be doing a streetlight upgrade, either utility or purchase model, something we will decide when we get the numbers back, basically. Mm-hmm. And I think he said he's done that before, and they will usually come back and say that's fine.
And my understanding is NYPA, which is New York Power Authority, is willing to loan the money at an extremely low, like a 1 to 3%, I believe, interest rate.
For and the then purchase.
For the purchase. So we wouldn't be, you know, even if we funded it that way, we'd have the 35 to assist us in the payments until this starts to, and this starts to pay itself fairly quickly, if I remember correctly.
Correct. So it's I mean, again, it's something, it's going to be on the order. I mean, you're saving $48,000 a year if you do the purchase, you're, you know, from the 16.
So you're almost back in 4 years.
Correct, yeah. It's a very, very quick payback. It's a little bit longer for the utility comfort, but the upfront cost is lower. Mm-hmm. So it's possible with the utility comfort, if you went with that, that you would get a price back that was even lower than $35,000, mm-hmm. in which case you would have some more room to work on another project,
right.
potentially.
Right.
So, and Greg can kind of talk you through that. You know, it's hard; it's very hard to estimate exactly what they're going to come back with, but you could say, you know, if there are leftover funds, we could fund part of an EV charging station,
right.
or something,
right.
like that.
So. Right.
And is there a ballpark on what a maintenance agreement would cost with somebody?
Yep. So so actually, he's factored that into the municipal ownership fees. So the facility maintenance savings of $48,000 actually takes that into consideration when so your annual costs are $11,000 versus $59,000. So so you can obviously see there that you're saving quite a bit of money by going to a private contractor as opposed to Central Hudson doing it. So. And those are the rates that we're seeing for that. So yeah, so that is the LED street lighting overview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of those things I think a lot of municipalities are doing in the region, in the state. Obviously, you see the savings are pretty huge. It's definitely that's a project that might wouldn't be approved by NYSERDA because we've seen this be approved and the numbers factor out
right.
very quickly. So.
The other thing is you can't, I asked if there's anybody else in Greene County, but nobody in Greene County, I mean, I think like Greenville has 10 streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
And,
correct.
You know, there's not a lot of streetlights
no.
in Greene County for anybody to really take this on. For a substantive payback. Say what?
Greenville has one street.
Exactly, exactly. So,
yeah. I think the closest to you guys that I can think of that did the municipal purchase option would be Red Hook has done it. So they're a little bit further down from me, but Central Hudson, so it's important to compare in the same utility because you want to see what costs are. So they were able to do it.
Okay.
So that is streetlights. I don't know if anyone has any other questions about that.
No.
Then the last one is the charging stations.
The charging stations, correct. So charging stations are EV charging infrastructure right now is something that, you know, the state is behind. They have a lot of grants that are available. Unfortunately, the grants that they have can't be combined with this NYSERDA grant, so there's no way to kind of combine that funding, which would be wonderful. But charging stations, the type that NYSERDA would want for this grant, which is a smart charging station, which basically just means that you can access it, people can pay electronically. It's not just a dumb station, which would just be a plug, basically, in your home. Those cost around $16,000 per station, which is a two-port station. So you get two ports for $16,000. You would probably be able to install two charging stations, which is four ports for the amount of the grant. That is definitely going to get approved by NYSERDA as well, another pretty useful project. They do it based on the amount of fuel reduction that you're going to get from, you know, kind of giving people that option. With EV charging stations, it would be municipally owned, of course. You ideally want to put it on a municipal property. If you don't put it on municipal property, you run into things like easements and things like that you need to deal with, which are always, you can do it, but it just obviously adds that extra barrier. And you just want to think about where you want to put it. So, you know, places where people can access it, places where people coming into town could use it and could stay for a little bit, because it does take With the level 2s, which is the price that I gave, the $16,000, they take about 2 to 4 hours for a full charge. A lot of people don't stay for a full charge, they don't need a full charge, but you know, that's just the estimate of the maximum amount of time somebody would be spending. So you want to kind of give them something to do. It's not kind of the gas station model where, you know, you feel like you go, you need to do something. And obviously it's an economic development thing too. If you put it in a good spot, it could come and spend some money, which is why a lot of restaurants now are propping up with these. So
we have to start. We have to get businesses first, I think. This is my opinion. I mean, well, I know people come to Palenville, but there's, we have to, I think we have to build things, more things for people to come to. That's how I feel.
What's the deadline?
For the grant?
Yeah.
April 8th.
In New York.
So, yeah. my immediate thought with the lighting districts, since they are special districts, they are taxing districts, we would have to dissolve them and then create one big lighting district, because people in those lighting districts pay a lighting tax. We don't, the entire town of Catskill doesn't pay for the lighting.
Yep, and that is something we've heard before. Mostly every community that we work with, village, town, has, except for cities for the most part, they obviously all have lights, have some type of lighting district. So a lot of times they are taking this in consideration. We've had a municipality just say, you know, we're benefiting the whole community. But that's obviously something you really do need to consider.
Time-wise, we don't have enough time to do that, do we, Liz? If this is due April 8th?
Well, we would submit it pending. Yeah. We would submit it, then we could do all the work on the back
end. It takes about 3 months or more for them to review it, so you'd have that all that time, as well as, you know, you're looking for to get that.
Central Hudson has 180 days or something to respond. So, I mean, there's lots of time in here. It's more about getting the submission of the request in once we decide which one it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because everybody in the town can't pay for this.
Right. So the districts would pay for it.
We'd have to get some guidance on...
Yeah.
Because the districts is a separate taxing entity.
Right.
So, and I don't know if you need to dissolve them. It could be that the dollars that they're... Right now, they're paying dollars based on our total
65.5.
Could be the districts stay the same because their amount of lights will... probably stay the same, although this is an opportunity to, if somebody's got one that doesn't make any sense, you know, you can do the inventory and make some adjustments. So then, instead of them being charged this, right, then we would end up charging them, and that's the question, is if you borrow $123,000,
how do you divvy that up,
and you don't want them to be, you don't want them to be paying the upfront money.
So with the NYPA proposals, at least, that I've seen in most of the financing proposals, to be honest, they're always going to be cash flow positive. So you're never going to be paying more for that loan than you ever were for the lighting anyways.
Okay.
So that's one of those things where maybe it would just stay the same until you were able to pay them off. And then
you could adjust them.
Then you could adjust it, correct. So.
And we don't know what they're going to... We've already upgraded half.
Right.
So if we go...
If we went to that option...
I'm thinking the utility kind of is much easier for municipal ownership kind of...
You just don't gain as much. And then the only other thing, to your point about businesses, Dawn, which is a very good point, would you park it on exit 21 somewhere?
If there was a hotel there.
Or, and then take the possibility of what Vinny brought up last time about the... like the trolley or the buses or whatever, you could go somewhere. That would make sense.
I think
it would make more sense to be by the post office in Leeds.
And I did look at a map, and there are no charging stations in the area so far. I think there's one at the... There's a dealership up here that has one.
There's three.
But that was the only one then.
And I think Hunter. Does Hunter Mountain have one?
They do as well, Yeah, they have a private one.
So from a simplicity standpoint, what I'm hearing is the easiest one with a $12,000 return on investment is the buy the other half of the streetlights, right? Or buy the LEDs. I'm sorry. Just convert all the LEDs. The one with the biggest bang is is a municipal ownership. Certainly has a little bit of complexity to it, but we're not the first town to be doing it. So.
How often do you go out to bid for the, is it, you know, because the maintenance company is going to be a bid.
Right. That would be considered professional service?
Well, and New York Power Authority, it almost might be a municipal. You know, these are good questions that we're going to have to follow up on, which I'm sure you've heard all of these before. Yep. So,
if you did go with NYCO with the purchase, they would actually help you with the conversion. They do the RFPs, the whole process for the town. That's all part of it. Or you can break out those services. So if you didn't want to pay for that portion of it, you can do it yourself. But if you were to do, they kind of have a turnkey type situation.
Package.
Yeah, yep. They would do it all for you. So.
Oh, we could put the charging station at the hydrograph for Sean's new electric snowplows.
That works.
what is the return for the town on the charging station? Or is it just a convenience?
It's a convenience. So that's a very good point.
Because, I mean, I'm a fan of big block gas motors. So,
that is a very good point. And that is one thing to consider as well, is the EV charging stations are a convenience. They're a way to, you know, give town residents a place to charge, bring in business, but they're not going to give you any money back.
So when the person goes and swipes their credit card, who gets that money?
Yep. So that's a good question as well. That's something you can decide. And part of your grant, you can actually pay for the charging for that station up to, charging for people using that station up to 2 years. After the 2 years, it's a smart thing, so you can adjust it to say, we're going to charge this much for each person. In that case, it would go back to the town because
any fuel?
And what does it cost for a 2-hour charge?
Typical charge. It's usually about $1 to $1.50, depending on the kilowatt rates. So
you got to do a lot of charging to make money.
it's not really a profit center.
It's not a profit center.
It makes more sense for the village to apply for this grant for charging stations.
But at the same time, the savings is not townwide savings. It's just savings to those
lighting districts, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 2016, we've been having this conversation. My goal tonight is to close this bag if we can.
It's a tough one.
My personal feeling, and the easiest and least cumbersome option is going to be utility convert.
I agree.
Now, if we got a low interest loan, that loan would have to be added as a debt line to people in the districts.
No, she said that they would be held to
the. Well, then how do we pay for that? Where's the money going to come to pay for that?
I think for
the money that they're paying now.
Because
it's going to be less.
That much money.
Right. It's going to be, they make the loans so they're cash flow positive, so you'd never be paying more than you ever were.
So it would just be those districts paying for that loan.
But they're never going to pay more than what they're currently.
But they're right. They're,
and eventually they're going to be paying
paid off.
Less.
Right.
As soon as
4 years,
off,
5 years.
4 years, they're going to be paying a lot less.
Right.
So those districts would be, you know, they were, right now they're carrying a burden of 53.5. In 4 years, they're going to be carrying a burden of 12. So from a lighting tax perspective, that's.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I, in my, if we're going to do it, we might as well do it and do it right.
That's what
you
I
know?
Mean
yeah.
Door number 3.
Yeah.
Oh, you're on 3. Okay.
Yeah, me too. I mean, if we're going to do it.
That makes the most sense. Long term.
The reason I'm not on 3 yet is because the point she made were how much is Central Hudson going to charge us for those LED lights they put up already?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I guess we would have to know that.
Which will be considerably
more.
And you don't need to, that's the good part about it, is you don't need to decide prior to getting your. So
we're just
going to
apply for a grant for LED upgrades.
Correct. And when you get those numbers back, you can kind of evaluate. You can have NYCA come in here and they will present to you, they will give you a proposal. You can have Central Hudson give you the numbers, all that.
And after we get all that information, then we as a board can make a decision as to whether it's conversion
or
a
sure. Yeah, okay. And in the meanwhile, NYCA sort of, you know, going through your application.
Yeah.
So is it just a flat fee that we're applying for?
$35,000.
The $35,000, correct.
Right.
Correct.
But then we get NYPA's support.
Yep.
We also get this organization, which God love them, have been with us since 2016.
Yep.
And they will help us through all those. So we don't have to expend any energy or anybody in our shops, which is the challenge with some of these, is that we don't have the manpower to get it done.
Now you were saying, though, say we use the LED application for this grant. Mm-hmm. So there's additional grants for the charging stations?
There are. Yeah. So if you did use it for that, you could leave that money aside.
To your point, Dawn.
There are future opportunities. Charging station grants that are $8,000 for the station, so $4,000 per port. So that would cover about half of the station itself. So you'd still have $8,000 to put in the station, but and those are actually available for businesses too, not just municipalities. So that might be something to promote to residents or businesses in the area that could be interested in something like that.
Any thoughts from Sean? Any thoughts about possibly owning the lights?
No. Let me have it. That's
bucket truck.
We're not very loose going.
I mean,
for $11,000, it makes sense to hire the outside.
And we don't want manpower on this that we would expend in any way.
So if we're going to farm it out, bear with me, I'm trying to do this in my head. If we're going to farm it out and we're going to have to add an OEM line to the districts, then that $48,000 is not going to be a true savings.
Well, yes.
It's going to take...
No, the facility maintenance...
Currently, the district is paying $59,432 for the facility maintenance.
Right.
And it's going to go down to $11,000.
It's going to go to $11,000.
Correct.
But that's not any OEM that these lights are going to need. Because we're going to have to farm all that out.
No, that's included in that question.
Yeah,
it's
included.
That $11,000 includes the rate that you would be
paying for a NYPA outsourced exercise.
Correct.
And so just as an example, so I can see it clear in my brain, we had a conversation a few months ago, and I said, my father had he had received a bill for lighting.
Mm-hmm.
I've never received that, and I didn't even know that people in Palinville paid for streetlights.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So over the long term, eventually, that bill, let's say it was $100, might go down to $30.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
So, okay. And for us...
Somebody hits a pole, have to replace light, that's where that money's going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
More
insurance.
Insurance. That's the other. So
right.
there's
motor vehicle insurance is going to pay for that light.
They
damaged our light.
What if you don't catch the guy that hit it?
Right.
Huh?
What if you don't catch the guy that hit it?
Oh, no, I would
think
it would
be. Well, then our insurance is going to pay for it.
No, I think it would be
our insurance. The next grant is going to be the little video up top that's going
to
catch the license plate.
Then we need to have a conversation with the insurance.
Yeah.
And NYPA, that would be a purchase option. So NYPA has been doing all the research.
I think the important thing is that we've landed on one of these, and then if it's the least bit complicated, we go for the one that's better. I don't know if we need a motion more than I just want to make sure we knew what direction we were going in. When we involve financials, I think we'll have to do a motion. Does anybody have any contrary thoughts?
Liz?
No.
Well, if we're going to give them the okay to apply it.
We've already applied for the grant. We already did the resolution for the grant. We just got turned down. So
now we're going to decide.
We're trying to go with some stuff that's been tried and true. That other one that we did was creative and it didn't fly. Creative but unsuccessful.
So
Tara, I think what you're hearing, if you could take back to Jill and Greg, that we've decided that it's going to be one of the two, pending all the answers to all the questions.
Greg will get started working on the application for this.
Mm-hmm.
He'll submit it. In the meantime, Jim will give you further instructions on how to get in touch with NYPA and Central Hudson and get those numbers.
Yeah.
So.
And this was something that I think the village is in the process of doing this now. So we've completed our four steps. We went to training, Elliot and code about windows and stuff, and then we did three other things.
Yep.
And that qualified us for this 35.
Mm-hmm.
And now we'll wait and figure out the best way to save more money. Okay?
Done.
Do you feel a weight off your shoulders in 3 years?
A long time. I have an instinct of wanting to check things off. And this, this keeps showing up. All right.
Thank you very much.
You guys are on.
Baseball. Who's on first?
Pitchers and catchers report in February. So we know that everybody has an interest in the fields. Have you had a conversation amongst yourselves to make sure that there's no conflict at this point in terms of scheduling?
We're not doing nothing until the school is done.
Okay. Most travels, baseballs, don't start well after school is over.
Okay. So when do you think you would like to start? And then everybody else can answer questions. I know there's a couple of questions we have in addition.
Like, if we start meeting, be on the field as soon as possible.
Okay.
We have a scrimmage scheduled for next week. Okay. Which obviously can be canceled if
right.
you don't want to sign it yet.
Right. I don't know if anybody has done anything with the field at this point. Have they?
No.
So, I mean, yeah, so, weather permitting. I mean,
so yeah. There's some concerns with the field. It needs new bases.
Okay.
Needs new tarps.
Oh, or should be here week or two.
Okay. The bases too?
I didn't order bases. I did not. I wasn't aware that they needed to be replaced, but that's not. I can do it.
I'm not a baseball player, so I'm just going by what Stanley told me, that the bases, you know, needs the whatever they are, the collapsible or whatever you want to call them.
Okay.
And he had some issues with, and I don't know who it was, after games, nobody was changing the garbage. They were leaving it there. He's going down.
Yep, I know that.
I mean, we provide the dumpster for you guys. All you got to do is.
I can speak to that. They do clean it up. What happens sometimes is, whoever checks it and says it's not cleaned up is checking at like 6:30 in the morning, and the maintenance guys from the school, they just simply can't get there that early. They normally get there like 8:30, 9:05. That's normally what happens when when those complaints come to me. I thought Dean is our head of maintenance.
Right.
I'll talk to him and he'll be like, Eric, it's all done. It's just he can't be standing there in the morning. So that's what he's.
So why not do it after the game? I mean, just
Dean does. They're not on duty.
Yeah, but you have ball players. I mean, what's it take to pull a garbage bag out of a can and throw it in the dumpster?
The contract, I believe, that's Dean for Dean's show.
Okay.
That's what the school does, yeah. So we put it all in the garbage in the morning. And when the game is over, the kids clean up the dugout, sweep the dugout, throw everything in the garbage can, and then at whatever time Dean gets there in the morning, he swings through, grabs it, and takes it.
Right. So anything that we
need. That's not for me. My guys do what I need every time. We sweep it up, take it out every time.
Same with us.
This is what the janitor's here for us.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cleaner when I leave than when I get, you know. A lot of times when I get there, I know James ain't all about it also, you know. It's definitely cleaner. I spent a lot of time on the last one there, emptying the garbages, you know, cleaning out the dugouts, you know, picking up garbage that was there before we even got there. You know, so I don't know who's, you know. And, you know, again, I don't
want to
point fingers, but...
Yeah, no, I'm not pointing fingers. Yeah. I'm just, you know, trying to come to a resolution on, you know, some of the concerns, what's, you know...
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, you said he's going down there, tarps, you know, sometimes aren't put back on the field, and so, I mean, I don't...
Well, there are times that we don't have to do it. If it's raining and the field is damp and it's not supposed to rain, you got to air it out. And you can get caught sometimes. There's sometimes you can make the wrong call. Listen, this needs to air out. Don't put the tarps on. And it rains on you. That's just...
Right.
It shows wrong.
If somebody's out of practice or a game, you know, right after somebody uses it, there's no reason we know somebody's coming in.
Yeah.
You know, there's no reason to tarp it to make their job more difficult.
And to be honest, there's times where the tarps don't even matter. Because the rain hits that home plate tarp, and it runs directly up the first baseline.
Well, and that's the other thing. I mean, I know we talked last year about dirt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys use it, so what do you...
Oh, definitely it's dirt. It's dirt. 100%.
So how do we get it fixed?
It needs... I asked... There is a guy named Tom Hall who worked in the Maple Hill field. And I asked him to just walk around and look at it. And he suggested two things. One, because you know the lip. He said you can simply... One, roll it. And you can simply use a... power washer. Pressure wash the lip right out of there. But he said it needs truckloads of dirt. Mm-hmm. Not like just like a couple shovels. It needs truckloads of dirt.
Yeah. 2 or 3 years ago, we knew it was going to do it.
Yeah, dig a home plate. We got a reclay brick home plate. We really break the mound. Put a new mound in.
You better get to work then. who's gonna do the work? That's my question. I mean,
Sean rolls the field every year.
Yeah.
Generally we mow the outfield. Mm-hmm.
You guys take care of the infield.
They will be the grass.
We drag it,
drag it,
the and we have a new rototiller. I think last year or the year before to till the infield with. As far as the dirt goes, I don't know if the school's willing to pay some towards it. The town can pay some towards it, but we know the dirt has been decaying over the years. I mean, the field got its makeover long before I was on the town board. Kevin Hunt was still on the board, but they did a makeover down there with the Diamond. What's the team out of Albany?
The Valley Cats.
And that was a while ago. That's when Tyler with the Buellers was a senior, so we're going back.
Years or so.
2012?
In that
and then the other thing, at this point, the Snack Shack is unavailable.
Yep, we don't.
So it's not in a provable condition right now.
Yeah.
I understand.
We have our code officer pointed out a couple other things that we have our handyman working on as far as access to the, what was the booth? The stairs or something you brought up? Yeah. But otherwise, the dirt we should be able to hopefully work out maybe between the school and us and figuring out a way to get that there.
As far as the labor part of it, we're definitely willing to help with.
Yeah.
I'm not going to take highway money, though, to pay for dirt.
I
can't do that.
As far as the clay on the pitcher's mound, that's out of my realm of knowledge.
Yeah, that's so. They sell.
I have no idea what's the time cost.
Yeah.
All right. So Eric, follow up with Paul, Jared about dirt interest, and it sounds like we've got the manpower in terms, and it hasn't been done since 2012. Dirt-wise?
Is there any local to get the dirt from? I mean, are we going hundreds of miles to get this dirt?
It came from Albany last day.
Is it certain kind of?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm thinking of all that dirt from the sewers project.
No. it's a special red dirt.
It's, okay.
The fence also worries me, too, is in front of the dugout. Not that it's not a nice fence, don't misunderstand.
Understood.
I'm not a fence guy at all. Like, there's no, bar on the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom of the fence goes like this.
Yeah.
So, if the third baseman came over there and took, a header into the fence, theoretically, that fence could, stab them in the face. And there's holes all, literally in the ground of the outfield. So I don't mean to sound ungrateful, I'm just saying.
No. This is why we wanted to have the conversation tonight, to understand. Because certainly we don't want anybody... we want everything to the degree that it can be, and we got to figure out the finances because not a lot of flexibility in the budget, as you noticed earlier. But it sounds like we've got a labor opportunity. I don't know about the fence in terms of hole filling. I'm assuming we can manage when we're...
Have our maintenance... What's his name, Eric? We'll look at the fence.
Yeah, we could have Tim take a look at the fence. I don't think it's...
Is it just that one section of the fence, or...?
Mostly, I would say the in front of the dugout. The gate that's behind the first base dugout does need to close. They're kind of like this.
Like have a bungee cord to kind of hold it in place.
So
it
needs maintenance.
Yeah, so we'll have Tim... Because Tim did the soffits and stuff when we were doing some other things out there. So have him take a look at the fence.
I've heard in the past that... you rolled the outfield? Is that true?
Yeah, we rolled the whole thing.
Cool. Every year?
All right.
Thank you.
We do the soccer field, we do the,
And then I know somebody last year was talking about lights. Was it you, Tim?
Oh, they can get lectured, that'd be radical.
lights is a sore subject.
Lights you get a lot of teams want
to
come in.
That's really true. It's a nice sort of...
What's the story about lights? I can't remember.
It goes back to the prior superintendent. The school was actually going to buy lights.
And lights haven't worked.
And,
that was before it was 20 years.
Yeah.
Well, before me as athletic director, I worked here then, so I know it's
wrong. Bruce was in charge.
Yeah, I just heard rumors to me.
And
$40-some million.
How much are lights?
They're expensive.
It was cost prohibitive.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's probably not going to happen in the short term. We win a lottery, we'll get back to you. The other thing that I think we have to remember is we have... Jason?
Yeah,
Just a question about the snack bar. We weren't using it per se, other than to keep stuff in there. So is that, that's not possible?
Actually, what happened was stuff was left in there.
Stuff is, yeah, we got locked out of there.
Well, we got brought up and fined for full propane bottles being in there, electric stuff being...
When we had our insurance inspection,
okay.
They were extremely concerned about the stuff that was in there, the unsanitary conditions, et cetera, but we probably should have communicated, because if you had stuff in there, then that's probably why it ended up rotting in there, which
yeah,
we didn't know.
Yeah, we actually got locked out of it.
Yeah.
We only had the key to the one door.
Right.
And then all of a sudden there's locks put on it, and we couldn't get in there to get anything.
Yeah, I'll let Jared speak to it. We've been trying, but it's not...
I've been trying to get a cleaning company now for a year to come professionally clean the snack shack, and now with the other stuff the insurance company brought up and some other things Elliot found, it's just not a safe structure. At this point, like Doreen said, if we find money somewhere someday, we'll probably redo it. But at this point, it's not a usable.
Can we get Stanley to unlock it so at least get my grill out there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If anybody's got anything in there, let's get it out, and then I think you're going
to... I'll talk to Stanley.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then it'll be for this year, I think, until we can get some clarity.
No, that's fine. That's,
okay.
We weren't using per se.
I understand.
The grill,
it's
the fryer.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's electrical issues inside. There's a lot of reasons why.
Why
our insurance isn't permitting anyone to go in there anymore. Yeah. So.
Okay, but we'll let. Can you let Stanley know?
I'm going to try to fix that faucet right there too by the home plate.
Oh, the hose faucet. That was
water the field.
Actually, the Tim can fix that.
Yep. So I'll get hold of Tim this week, or one of us will, and we'll talk to him.
What's the tension there, mister?
Listen, the response are pretty good.
Yeah. Year.
That's fine.
Don't check
as
on the table.
As long as you can spend the right spot, I don't care. I'll donate time and money. It's fine. When it gets spent needlessly and stupidly, then I get pissed off.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll put hours in down there fixing stuff and maintenance stuff. That's no problem at all.
There's certain facilities maintenance that we know need to be taken care of, and they should have been taken care of in the past. So.
Yep. We're on it. And then the only other thing that I think... we need to bring to your attention is the playground is going to be up and running, which is wonderful, right? The thing about that, Paul, though, is that there's probably going to be trash in those receptacles that these guys aren't going to be responsible for. So we'll have to figure out how to manage that going forward.
Right.
And also, did we find out about staging for phase 3?
Do we have everybody's insurance?
No, we only have American insurance. We need everybody else's, but there's their agreements. Guys, go ahead. Your players foul balls. Do they reach the playground?
Oh gosh, yeah.
That's possible. That's a pretty good shot. I'd say it was at the pole or something like that. That's a pretty good pole.
So we're going to have to put up with
it. But there's a possibility.
Yes.
You have to do a net.
We're going to have to do a net.
I'm thinking of a Jimmy Scannapico foul ball.
He could do it.
Okay. So we're going to... We'll take that up under advisement and figure out what that means.
Did we find out phase 3?
Phase 3, just so you guys know, you know how we were doing the sewer? So we will talk to you about the if we need netting or any of that kind of stuff. We'll have to figure that out in terms of the playground. The other thing is there's still more sewer to be done, phase 3. We're going to ask the sewer people that they not stage out of that area. Last year they did, and it just added messiness to everything. So we're going to ask them. And Sean, think about, you know, when we talk to Travis.
Alan's in charge now down here.
Okay. So when we have that kickoff meeting, one of the things we'll have to ask them about is staging. Okay.
Because at some point they will be connecting the bathrooms down there to the sewer system.
No.
No, it's part of phase 3.
No. The bathroom in the building?
Yeah.
Did that last year.
That's done, I think. Yeah.
They did it last year.
Okay, never mind.
But there's a line that's going to have. I think when isn't there stuff there that's going to have to go down the back of that hill? Yeah. So, anyway, be aware that there'll be some stuff going on. If there's anything that's too disruptive, we'll certainly let you know. Okay? What else? Anything else? Play ball?
I just have your agreements if you want to take them to sign.
Any other questions from you guys? You guys, scheduling-wise, you're all good to go?
Yeah, we have
Except for American Legion.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah, we didn't feel we needed to be in the middle of that, but we just wanted to make sure everybody was in the same room.
Until the school's done, until they're over with, and then
yeah. So, Jeff, yeah, we got a note from Jeff Dodig. Somebody wants a bullpen.
Jeff Dodig wants to try to put a bullpen in.
Where?
Mainly, huh?
Where?
I know Stanley talked to him already. Stanley Kale showed him the spot. I'm not exactly sure on that. But, you know, bring in, you know, again, the dirt we bring in can be designed to
do a mound.
And wouldn't really have your labor involved in that. We could really figure the labor out ourselves. You get materials, we can take care of the labor part. That's okay. Not hard. I mean, it's like you said, he's got 40 people. I've got 30 people right down there. So it's not, you know,
no, they've been talking about
the Bozo went to, they want to be proud because they call home. They don't want to, oh man, let's go to Ichabod Green because their fields are nice. Oh, we got a home game in Catskill. Man, their fields stink. Why go there? That's, well, you want the kid to be proud of the field too.
So yep.
That field, when I was a kid, that was the place to be. Everybody wanted to come to Catskill.
One of the things that, instead of us at this time of year, right, which the budget has been locked last September, right? I think the best thing that we could do, and we may or may not be able to participate, but I think it's fair that a group of constituents come forward and say to us, if we could spend X amount of money on materials, we could do Y. And I'd rather have that conversation when we're doing light item, you know.
So basically the end of your season suggestions. Yeah, absolutely.
I think there's an opportunity on some of this stuff that, you know, maybe we choose to do something differently or we don't spend the money on it and we choose to do it here.
He's the AD. He knows all about budgeting, so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So basically, at the end of your season, if you have any suggestions for improvements for the following year, if you give them to us at the end of your season rather than in the spring, it would be wonderful.
Yeah. So we, you know, we spent a year. Here's what we wish we could do. Here's our wish list. Right.
That's fair.
Okay. Yeah. And you guys get together and decide what it is, and because you probably also can share your manpower skills.
Absolutely.
Right.
You guys have any rough idea how much dirt you're going to? I mean,
at least three bags, bro.
Three bags.
So,
yeah, three bags.
Yeah, a lot, at least.
When the guy that I asked you mentioned said it needed in the truckloads, I'm not, I don't got to be honest with you, I don't know how dirt comes.
It's,
I don't know
it's gotten down almost to the point in some spots. You have, is it the first base or the third base that's really deep?
It which runs down towards the first base.
Yeah.
Would you be able to send somebody to Albany Shore or no? Can you guys?
They did Elliott Park over a couple of years ago. They brought a bunch of dirt, and Saugerty's actually set up their crew up from down there, and like did all the work for. I think somebody made a donation, a small donation, but they did everything over the baseline, sprinklers for basically nothing. So we can find out where they got dirt.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, they have a crew down there, that's all they do.
Yeah, when we did LA Park like 3 years ago for the baseball team then, I think we got about home as well.
Same thing? Yeah.
All right.
But I can find out for sure exactly where.
You let us know what pricing is, and you know, in terms of dirt and how much, and you do a little research and then talk to the school. Okay. Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you much.
Good luck.
Here, James.
Oh, your agreement, guys.
I will get home games for you.
Thanks. I just need your insurance certificate.
Deal.
Hitman.
Thank you.
Diamond Dogs.
All right. And you're going to get one of the job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Always.
Yeah. Hey to Laura.
Good night, everyone.
Huh. Excellent. Are we done? Till executive? Yes. I get to check something off again. Yep. All right. We are about to go into executive. Sorry. Yes, sir.
have two things.
Yes, sir.
One is, this year is the 100th anniversary of the American Legion. And I would ask that the board consider a proclamation or some sort of award process for the Catskill American Legion post.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is the American Legion's 100th year anniversary. The other is Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Is the board still willing to sponsor the Town of Catskill Memorial Day parade?
Yeah, we budgeted that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the third, sorry, we have...
Yeah, you said two.
You said two. I'm sorry, sir.
So you had your two.
One more song.
Okay. then the planning board will do whatever it wants.
Touche. What is number three, Chairman?
We'd like to experiment videotaping planning board meetings.
Okay.
Thank you. That's it.
Cool. Okay. Memorial Day is a yes, so we'll just start our meetings the way we've done in the past. In terms of planning for the parade.
Oh, yes.
When the time comes, we'll do all the things.
The town clerk has a list of all the participants.
Exactly.
And the town clerk can send out.
We thank the town clerk.
Thanks, Lisa.
I thank the town clerk every day.
I know. The timing of the 100th anniversary?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
I know that there was an article in the Daily Mail, I think, or one of them about the original founders of the American Legion in 1919.
Okay.
So I'm going to do a little research on that.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the posters for them.
Great. That would be lovely, yes. I think that's a great idea. Okay, we have two legal issues that we need to go into executive session with, inviting Mr. Smith, Mr. What's his name over there, Fishman, and our planning board chair and our zoning chair and our town clerk. We do not plan on coming back into a public meeting afterwards. I would entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion from Patrick, second from Paul. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We will enter into executive session. We thank everyone for their attendance and their contributions.